Officials say the decline isn't a recent peculiarity. The number of farms in the state has been decreasing for nearly a decade. Recently, though, it comes at a tough time for farmers. One of Michigan's top crops, soy, is at a record surplus nationwide. Its surplus and subsequent price drop is due to increased production and the U.S.-China trade war. Christian Tallini will take over in July as the agricultural educator for the Michigan State University Extension Office in Presque Isle. He says the shrinking number of farms isn't bad news only for farmers.
These are family businesses. They rely on the land here. And if we were to lose agriculture in these rural communities, it would be a big loss for the community as a whole, because that's one less industry that is a part of the local community.
Tallini says many farmers have had to seek part-time jobs in their communities to sustain their farms. Steve Keen, WCMU News.